In 2012, Ole Kassau of Denmark wanted to help his neighbors at his local nursing home get back on their bikes. So he acquired a three-wheeled, pedal-powered vehicle called a trishaw and started giving them rides around the community.
Since then, it's turned into an international nonprofit that aims to give seniors and people with disabilities around the world the right to wind in their hair.
In 2016, the first ever Cycling Without Age chapter in the U.S. formed in Oshkosh. And now, with more than 100 chapters statewide, Wisconsin has more than any other U.S. state.
We're joined now by two people who started a chapter of Cycling Without Age in their own community. Matthew Stepanek is co-founder of Limitless Cycling in Hudson. And Nancy Stepanek is a rider and volunteer with Limitless Cycling at 92 years old. She's also Matthew's mom. Nancy, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
And Matthew, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having us, Rob.
I want to take this to the beginning for you, Matthew. How did you first decide to get involved with Cycling Without Age?
I am literally just a boy who wanted to give his mother a bicycle at the age of 88 after her stroke, and things are way out of control in the most beautiful way.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about how Cycling Without Age, that's not all you do at Limitless Cycling, but Cycling Without Age in particular, what happens?
We bring adaptive outdoor equipment to senior living facilities, to veterans, first responders, to individuals with developmental disabilities who need a little help getting back out to the outdoors.
Nancy, when you first heard this idea from Matthew that he wanted to take you for this ride, what did you think of that idea?
Well, I thought it was great because I like to bike, and when I couldn't get on a regular bike because they were afraid I was going to fall off. My balance wasn't up to par, let's say.
So what was that first experience like with that special bike riding along with Matthew?
Fantastic. We went down a path that's in back of Matt and Tanya's home and rode around there a couple times and in the neighborhood. And from there, we just progressed into other places.
Now, Matthew, describe the equipment that you often use. This is interesting, a trishaw.
We have three Bon Ram Chat trishaws. The riders are up front. The pedaler is in the back. We also have a Fun to Go, which is my mom's bicycle, where it all started, which is a physical therapy side-by-side. A Velo Plus, which is a bicycle specifically designed for a wheelchair user that doesn't have to leave their wheelchair. And an Au Pair, which is a bicycle that is a fully functional wheelchair in the front that can separate from the rider in the back. And we have also introduced track chairs to allow our program to go year-round and all-terrain where our bicycles can't go.
I was going to ask about what happens in the winter, so you've been working to answer that question.
In 2022, we really started to hear the whispers from our focus groups that we meet with every fall. What did we do great? What could we have do better? What should we never do again? But it was always, how soon are we going to see you in the spring? And Darren and I really had to take that to heart because our name is Limitless, and all of a sudden we felt really limited. So we started talking about the track chairs as far as the vessel that we were going to use to take our program year round. And since their introduction last year, it has accelerated our program in ways that we never imagined. And it is absolutely an amazing addition to run alongside of our adaptive bicycles.
Nancy, have you taken advantage of that winter program?
Oh, yes, I certainly have. Up at Franconia, down at Stillwater, when they were having their Winter Carnival ice sculptors there. Oh, yes, it's a really nice little animal toy, I call it. But I enjoy working with it, and I've used it over in Willow River State Park, going up to the waterfalls. That's a neat one.
We are talking about Cycling Without Age here in Wisconsin. It's a nonprofit that takes seniors and people with disabilities on bike rides using three-wheeled pedal-powered vehicles called Trishaws. There's also some new winter equipment we heard. Matthew Stepanek is co-founder of Limitless Cycling in Hudson. It's one of the many chapters of Cycling Without Age in the state. And his 92-year-old mom is with us, Nancy Stepanek. She's a rider and volunteer with Limitless Cycling. Matthew, let's talk about Limitless Cycling and your mission. What did you set out to accomplish with this?
We invite individuals with lived experiences to guide us, which is very important. As a able-bodied and mostly able-minded individual, I can only assume the needs of others who live their life differently than me. And we do everything we can to be led by those with lived experiences, to make it equitable, not only with the equipment, but our delivery system, because we bring these pieces of equipment out to our community, recognizing that alternative transportation is limited in a semi-rural area as Western Wisconsin. We want to make it as inclusive as we possibly can, to know that one piece of equipment doesn't equip everyone, which is why we really created the fleet that we did.
And Nancy, are you encouraging people? Are you recruiting other seniors to give Cycling Without Age a try?
Well, sometimes when we go to these senior citizen places or facilities, they'll kind of walk around and look the bikes over, you know, and it's like, really, what do these bikes do? What do we have to do? And I encourage them. I tell them that some of them are like the chats. A lot of people like those chats, knowing that they can have maybe someone, a close friend from the facility, to join them on this bike. And they go around and they come back and, oh, can we go again? You know, well, yeah, sure. You know, they're already signed in, but they enjoy these mostly. You know, it's a way of getting around. And a lot of seniors were bicycle riders. And this way, they're getting a chance to be out in the fresh air and riding around and seeing different things instead of the rooms.
Matthew, I want to go to the other seat on the bike, the Trishaw here. What do you hear from the volunteers about what they get out of being volunteer pilots of these Trishaws?
It's so multifaceted. It's so much more than a bicycle ride. There is intergenerational opportunities with some of our younger riders, giving someone that is twice, if not maybe three times their age. And just the opposite, when some of our older riders are working with young children and younger adults, individuals with developmental disabilities, and be able to create a safe space for them and an opportunity for conversation that they may not get where they're living or to that level. And it's very rewarding, not just the act, but everything that goes along with it. And you can't get that feeling anywhere else.
Matthew, I imagine some people are going to hear this and look around their own community, see if they have a Cycling Without Age group. If they don't and think, wow, we need this, what are the steps? What does it take to get something like this started in a community?
Passion. That's the first step, to put together a volunteer force. And then once you create the infrastructure, you see the programs, replication is the best form of flattery when people reach out to us and say, Matthew, how are you doing this? John, how are you doing this? And then you get to work, and then comes the fundraising. The fundraising, these bikes are not inexpensive by any means. $15,000 is pretty much the going rate for this particular bicycle that we import out of Amsterdam. Things have definitely changed with the import expert and custom. Part of that $15,000 is approximately $2,000 just in shipping. But, you know, these bikes have a price point, but there is quality that they have, and ingenuity and forward thinking that no one has here in the United States yet. And we are praying for the day that we can start buying our bicycles locally. But until that time, that's where it's at. Fundraising is the big goal once you get your team together.
And Nancy, You've ridden with different drivers, I think, and with Matthew. Is Matthew the best pilot you've been on a ride with?
Well, I would have to say yes. when we ride on the bike that I have, it's a blast. That's all I can say. We have a great time together on that bike.
Nancy, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
And Matthew, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us. And if anyone has any questions, limitlesscycling.org is where you can find us, and on Facebook as well.
Matthew Stepanek is co-founder of Limitless Cycling in Hudson. It's one of the state's many chapters of Cycling Without Age, a nonprofit that takes seniors and people with disabilities on bike rides using three-wheeled, pedal-powered vehicles called Trishaws. We also talked to Matthew's 92-year-old mom, Nancy Stepanek. She's a rider and a volunteer with Limitless Cycling.